they'll regret. Cause I've got something left and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end, no.
And 171-103, that remains our studio text line if you so wish to be part of tonight's conversation. Radumel.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yes.
We can now to Sutisa Duote. Wabo bada on Takataka in Zakapaga.
We're adding mic.
Hey.
Or this one is not picking up.
No, it is.
And then?
Yeah, next I will just in Target.
Good evening out there, Batuan.
I'm about to.
I hope so.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And this is officially our last show before the year is done.
The last show of 2023.
Era.
Well, it's been a good ride.
I believe so. Well, I feel that way, but I'm hoping for the audience they share in our sentiments.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's been a good start.
Era.
Right.
Era.
So and we keep doing different things, trying to improve and seeing how we can be of, you know, benefit to the nation, you know.
Fantastic.
Don't want to just be here shouting into the wind.
Hey. Me mo thulaganyo ya gampe ko rene re leditse gore re ba re buisane le bone kaeng 1713 ke gone ka ha ile gore motswana wetso ja ka ontso tsoleditse o re editse ke gone ja ka re tabo re buisanya ke gone ja ka re tabo lo wena o re kgwadi khaba 1713 171 03.
So today we're talking about supplements and nutrition and the role they can play in your fitness journey. So you know, this is a very broad topic. I found that a lot of people are quite confused about why they're using supplements. And thinking that is what will give them the results that they're looking for. But it's not just about taking a supplement. It's about trying to achieve your specific goals and knowing again. And this is something we keep saying into this program. Know thyself. And everybody's journey is different. Everybody's body is unique. And on top of that, your body will change over time from 1 year to the next. They change. They're different. They retire. Within a year's time, 365 days. So your body will be changing all the time. So it's really important to understand what it is that you're trying to do.
Fantastic. Momusong ene re ga batho ba lapile o bo batlhalosetsa gone gore o na le dilo tse e le gore di ka ba thusa with recovery. Often a time, well, at least in my experience, ke lemogile gore go na le what people prefer. Preference over what you actually need. Maybe kindly bring a bit of or shed a bit of light you know, regarding that.
Okay, so we can break it down into a couple of things.
Yeah.
The very first is if you have a specific dietary need, so like a deficiency of some kind.
Okay.
So if you're a vegan, right, for instance, you don't need to, but it's a really good idea to supplement your protein intake because it's difficult to get the complete spectrum of proteins. Gary protein ya ditswai. Protein ya dinawa ga etswane le protein ya nama. So and inside of those things there's different amino acids. Let's not get too technical, but basically there's different amino acids that become available to your body. Different meats, different sources, all these different things come with different available amino acids. These are what make up the proteins. So if you have a very specific diet, you might want to supplement your diet with specific things that you need. If you have a deficiency, whether it's iron or a specific vitamin D in particular, some people have those difficulties, that's when you'll supplement. And then another one is, as you approach 50 or cross over 50, it's a really good idea to supplement with vitamin B12. Okay. Your body becomes less efficient in terms of absorbing that particular vitamin. So those are types of supplements. It's a very specific type of supplement that you can bring to your body. So that's about your general health, and it will also affect your performance. Now, if you have a high training load, now we're still talking about dietary deficiencies. So if you have a high training load, your body can look for specific things like magnesium. and that will help you with your recovery, with your energy levels, with your cramps, that type of thing. And we're starting now to talk about electrolytes, right? So once we're done with dietary deficiencies, we now talk about performance.
Yes, sir.
In performance, you're drinking water, you're losing salt and different electrolytes. Now, we tend to supplement that with sugary or overly salty supplements. Now, we want to be careful around that. Perhaps sometimes we are just flavoring our water, which is nice. There's nothing about wrong with that. But let's look at what is actually inside these, what we're taking for endurance and replenishing our bodies while we're exercising. So we want to be looking at, again, different types of protein that will help your body cope with the exercise that you're doing. As we've spoken about magnesium, but also specific vitamins, specific types of sugars, specific types of salt. So these are what we'll call electrolytes. So sometimes people will use rehydrate, this thing that we give when they're sick and they need to get. Yeah, so that is something that you can do, and that will assist you during the performance of your exercise.
Okay.
Right. Now, the final category, recovery. And this is where people tend to, let me not say go wrong, but if it's a goalpost, right, they're hitting the posts. So there are different types of supplements that you can use depending on the goals you want to achieve. If, for instance, you want to increase your training workload, you are looking to recover, right? That doesn't mean you just take a protein. It means you must take certain types of carbohydrates. So it's a dietary supplement, and it will assist you with how quickly you recover. Secondly, whey protein. This is a specific type of protein. Now, if you're a vegan, whey protein is not for you. Whey protein comes from milk, primarily. It's where most of the whey protein comes from. You'll also find they'll have pea protein and stuff like that. But whey in particular, you want to know it's coming from milk. This is adding to the amount of protein that's available to your body to recover. But it's not a complete mix, because you need a carbohydrate mix in there as well. And then when on top of recovery, then there's mass building. Now, this comes with a lot more carbohydrates, and it's about actually fueling your body so that you can train again and do better. And then lastly, you've got your caseins and all these different things. But the one that a lot of people like to use is creatine. Creatine in particular, what it does is it helps your muscles absorb water, which helps with the recovery of those muscles. So you've heard the word recovery used a lot. The supplements themselves are not going to assist you with your goals. What they will do is help you work harder. So you still have to work hard. And that's what people need to realize. You have to change up your game. The supplements are not a magic cure. They're not a magic button that's going to change everything for you. You still need to grind. And the same goes for PEDs and those types of things, you know, and that's why we have to be careful about these supplements, because we need to know what is in them so that they're not perhaps banned substances. So as an athlete like me, I need to make sure of what it is that's going into my body. The last thing I want to be called is a cheat. So, but in that space, it's all about the work that you put in. These will assist you, but you still have to make the time. You need to put in the effort. So in that way, you have to respect people for what it is that they're achieving.
Fantastic. That was actually going to be my next question. Gore ga ke le gongwe motho e leng gore wa I'm an athlete and I compete at the highest level. When I do decide to supplement, you know, what's the procedure? What's the path that I need to follow? Who do I need to speak to just have an appreciation? What I'm putting into my system. Maybe they compromise me as a person, or they compromise the code.
So one of the critical things that you can do is look for a certification or guarantee on the label of the product that you're using.
Okay.
And that will be somebody that has said, I have checked this particular supplement against the Anti-Doping Society Olympic Committee banned list, and there's nothing in there. So that would put you in danger of going or contravening these those regulations.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's the first thing you should look for. Secondly, you yourself should give the product a read and see, okay, no, I've got here these items. You search for them. The document is free to look for as well on the internet. You search for them and make sure that these things are okay for you. Keep your supplements as simple as possible. Know what it, if it's something that you don't understand, learn what it is. What is it for? Because as an athlete, you almost kind of have to become a scientist of your own body. And it's part of the journey.
Fantastic. I'm asking this to say this. In the recent past, Mulibi is a rugby player, I'm a basketball player, and Mokampeng Rote, Mulibi unasing was saying hore untaloseta kapa untemotsa hone hore simutusa ka recovery. Hone kanye u bile yang kumise ho. Then I trust Mulibi's word for what he says this product stands for. And I get myself involved in that. And innocently so, wanaka witse gore ha Mulibi a rana di test tse leng gore wa di rana, do they then speak to the same code e leng gore gongwe nna ke mo go yone?
That's one big thing. The codes are different, but more importantly, our bodies are different.
Yeah,
they're entirely different. People will not respond to caffeine in the same way.
Truth.
So really, at the end of the day, you have to be careful about what you put into your body. You can't just be out there putting anything that you want in your body. We have, yes, levels of trust, but no, you need to pay attention. It's critical.
17103 17103, that is our studio text line. Hit us up, let us know your position, let us know your experience around this. You could be a regulator, you could be a sporting person, you could be just about any person who's interested in this space, the understanding, the language that is spoken. And maybe while we're waiting on them to hit us up, Mulibi, do these regulations change from time to time?
They do change from time to time, and you need to be checking every time you make a decision.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that you are staying on the safe side as an athlete. The worst thing that you can do is get into a position where you're contravening the laws or the regulations, and then it becomes a big media problem. One thing that on top of that, really, when you're focused on the results that you want, do you want to win in competition, right? That means follow the regulations.
Yes.
Right? Or are you looking for yourself to improve? Then really it's about you knowing what risks you're taking, and that's when medical professionals are really critical to be involved. So we've said multiple times, when you start your fitness journey, you want to engage a medical professional just to get a gauge of where you are and where you stand, what things you might want to be focused on. Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to gain weight? Do you want to gain bone density? Do you want to gain muscle density? Do you want to gain muscle strength? These are the types of things. Do you want to gain cardiovascular fitness? Like, do you want to improve your heart and your breathing? These are all critical things. So know what your goals are, and use your nutrition to supplement that, right? So, for instance, Endurance supplements, great, right? They keep you going for longer during the middle of the exercise. But some people they're long distance athletes, right? So they don't mind a high calorie recovery shake, right? Whereas somebody who's trying to become a bodybuilder is not really what they're looking for, or depending on what stage of their process or journey they're on. So again, it's really important to engage with people who know what results you're trying to achieve, yeah, or be able to articulate them, and they should be able to guide you on what your supplements should be. And again, nothing beats a good balanced diet.
Awesome.
That's stage one. Don't now say I only eat grapes and then come and supplement on top of that. That's not a balanced diet. It's not a magic bullet. It's not going to change everything for you. So be aware of that.
Awesome. 17103. Now let's speak to side effects. Let's speak to, do you need consent of, if it's a young person, if it's a young athlete, do they need to maybe speak to a person who have a better understanding? How early can they start? Let's unpack that.
So, you know, we spoke about when people should start exercising.
Yes.
A little bit of weightlifting, balance exercise, that's what I mean. We said basically as soon as they can stand.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, right? But you're looking at sort of 8 years old, that type of thing. Supplementation really shouldn't start taking place until somebody is closer to being a developed athlete.
Right.
So we're looking at now the ages around 16 plus. I always say guardians must be aware of what is being given to somebody. So until you're 18, you should always be letting your guardian know what it is that you're taking and involving them in the decision.
All right.
If you take too much of something, it can have negative effects, or you could just be getting rid of it in your body. And this is something that I always talk to people about. Vitamin C, your body can only absorb so much. Most of the vitamin C that we're taking is going right out into the toilet, and that's it, it's done. So you're wasting a lot of money if you're over-supplementing in that way. There are also certain vitamins that if you take too much of them will damage your liver, right? And your kidneys. And so you need to be really careful about that. Listen to your body. If you're starting to feel ill, go back and say, what am I putting in my body, and make sure that it is appropriate. Consistency is really key. So know what intervals you're supposed to be taking it at, and it should be for a long period of time. You can't start something and get immediate results a week later. It's not how this journey works. It's all about the little baby steps and the celebrated wins, and maybe a little push and a nudge here, and slowly moving along until you get to where you want to arrive. So critical to know, don't over supplement. You'll end up with too much going on in your body, and it can make you sick. Yeah.
Okay. 17103. I think to a very large extent, this will give us a gauge. It will give us an idea of those who are in our midst, or those who are listening to the program. If you have an understanding, if you are eloquent, if you speak confidently to what this man is addressing, 17103. That's where you can get a hold of us. Me potso ngwe gape ene ke le ditse gore gongwe re ka yama santere metse gone gore megala e gore go kwana tota molaetso mongwe gore le ka kwano ba ne ba re ba kopa gore ba tsenyetse pina ya P Square. So clearly this is a person who's listening to a totally different conversation. 17103 e le gone jaaka motswalo etso re buisanya ka gone gore go ithokomela go ela tlhoko gore ga o le mo mosepeleng wa gago wa gone gore botsogo ja gago bo tokagatse. Dilo tse e leng gore di go thusa mo mosepeleng oo ke dilo tse di ntseng jang, ebile kelo tlhoko ya gago ya gone gore o di kgethe dilo tse ke tsela e e leng gore e ntse ka selebego se ntse jang. I want us to speak to the handlers.
Okay.
Ga o tsena mo madirelong a e leng gore gongwe a rekisa kana a bapatsa tsone these products. Batho ba e leng gore ba hirilwe go gore ga molebi a tsena a ba re rra maikaelelo a gago kana keletso ya gago e ne e le eng, thuso e leng gore nka go ga yone kapa product e leng gore ke na le yone, which speaks to you know what you're looking for. Ke ha e lebelle e sekaseke tsamo go elekeletsa o bone gore ka go direla. How important is it for personnel ba e leng gore re ba fitela for to speak confidently and understand their products?
I think it's absolutely critical, because that's the thing. You wouldn't go and make a decision around the TV that you're buying without speaking to somebody about which one is better than another one, so that you have an understanding. All sorts of different things. You'd want to understand what it is that you're buying.
Yeah.
So the people who are representing these different solutions of foodstuffs that are going into your body and can have both good and bad effects, they should also understand what's going on. And it segues well into a question that I'm getting here, which is around the regulations. What is regulated and what isn't? You think about it, there's two types of regulations. There's foodstuff regulation and then there's medicinal regulation. So luckily in Botswana, we have pretty good, strong regulations. So if it purports or claims to have medicinal benefits, it has to go through BOMRA, right? For them to say, good, it does what it does, right? Now, if it's a herbal remedy, it's a little bit, you know, it's understood too, right? Not it will, right? So that's where it starts to get a bit murky. I'm not really quite sure how that works. But when it comes to the supplements that we're taking, which are sort of these athletic supplements, it's considered a foodstuff, right? So sometimes that can come through Ministry of Health itself just to say, no, this is safe for consumption, essentially. But there's a lot of stuff that is unregulated. Or it's just, you know, it's somebody's personal use, and then you get access to it. So really important to ask the questions around who has reviewed this and said it's okay. Because you can't just buy it and then take it. So we know there are certain things that you know electronic good that you buy and they are BOB certified, also, or, you know, things like that. Let's have the same mindset about the very things we're putting into our bodies, right?
Yes.
Exactly, because you would hate to have a bad reaction because there's something you put into your system and you didn't know what it was. You would never, ever, 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 ever.
You must never.
Yeah. You would never buy skupu safuelo bo tsala halo sa itura ke diesel kana ke petrol. Just like that.
That's very powerful. 171031. Let's see if we have any commentary, questions, suggestions regarding what we're speaking to tonight. 171031. The first one reads, I love the emphasis on knowing what exactly you are putting in your body. I totally agree. It's a text message from Bosha. Thank you kindly, Bosha, for getting in touch. Thank you for your listen. Evening, guys. Want to increase weight? Which supplement to start, or should I start with? I didn't quite say who you are, but all the same though. Get out of Ramapanyani, Harinzido Horoyana, Uta Tamalutone, Uta Udubuisa. Which product is better in terms of gain? In terms of gain, because I want to build my body. Gislenda Hape in the ghetto.
Okay.
It's very key, or it's imperative for one to know exactly what they're putting into their system. Then to put out the detail to know what it's going to increase weight, which supplement to start with.
Yeah. So like we were saying, in terms of increasing weight, you're looking for something called a mass builder.
Right.
So a mass builder will have a high calorie content. And this is during your you know, this is during your mass building phase.
Okay.
So what it is a lot of, you know, empty calories. They will support your muscle growth, but also not really in a defined way. So it's kind of like, but at the same time, you could find other ways to gain calories. And I remember as an athlete, we were told, instead of drinking water, drink milk, right? Instead of, when you instead of having bread, increase the oil content there, because oil is a source of calories. So these are the types of things that can fuel you as you go. So in order to gain weight, you need, and in a healthy way, you need to exercise. Think about the types of exercise that you're doing, because your body will adapt in different ways. So lifting heavy, using keeping your calories high, and then supplementing the protein intake so that you can recover. There's something we haven't talked about, which is critical to all of this, because remember we were saying you have to do the work.
Yes.
When we talk about doing the work, what we're talking about is physical adaptation. Your body is adapting to the exercises that you're putting it through and getting better at them. So when we want to gain mass, what we do is we lift heavy, which forces the muscles to be damaged a little bit, right? So we want to push beyond our limit, and then it moves the limit from here to here. And that makes your muscles bigger. They also hold more water because they need to retain water in order to recover. But also, it's the easiest access of potential energy. So whenever I do a hard movement with my body, that energy is not coming from my fat cells. It's coming from energy that is stored within the muscle itself. So the larger your muscles, the more potential energy you can store, et cetera, et cetera. Do we understand? It's a lot. You need to do the work in order to create the adaptation that you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
So lift heavy, get a mass gainer. That's the long and the short of it. But also find ways to supplement your diet that can increase your caloric intake.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Do the work. Yo ke rata tata gore o e gatella o sa boele ko morago.
You know.
Ke rata gape tata le kganya gore dipotso tseo ka bobedi tsothe ene di tebagantse le gone gore ke ka kgona go oketsa mmele jang in a healthy way.
Yes.
And I believe that you know, to a very large extent we yamile. Ka ke bona gore molaetsa o mongwe o gorogileng ka kwano wona o bale ga gore 1703 17103. Questions, suggestions, which product or food can I make or can make me muscular?
Oh, can make you muscular.
Hey.
Right.
Me anu ye ke nge belala gore e boela go khangeng ya gore o tse the magic pill. Bona batse wa emela gore masalmo sa diraga.
Again, no magic pills. There's no Willy Wonka of retails here. But, you know, one of my favorite things is, and I say this, the most affordable and best food stuff for training, dinawa. Beans are a magic pill. Have beans as much as you possibly can. Make your stomach get used to them. Beans are fantastic. Now, when you are talking about about bodybuilding, and visual looks, you'll have your gain stage, and then you'll have your shredding stage. These are different things, and in those different times, so your gain stage, you will just become bigger. During your shredding stage, you're getting your definition, you're getting your vascularization, you know, so you see the veins and that type of thing. These, there are different supplements, there's different diets during all these different stages. But that's not the only thing. Again, we have our runners as well. They need more energy, but they also need the recovery. They need endurance while they're running as well. Of course, I'm talking about running because that's the journey I'm on right now. But there's all sorts of different things, you know. Then you, there's things about alertness, things about fast twitch versus slow twitch, easy access calories versus long-term access. So, for instance, if you're an athlete, you will eat carbohydrates, long-term access calories, 3 hours before your training session. Along the way, you'll get some fruit and the faster ones as you get there. Within 15 minutes, you'll drink a sports drink, which will get you ready for the game. So each use case is different. It's about, again, the goals that you're trying to achieve.
Fantastic.
And do the work.
Ra ke tsapa gore we'll do this engagement, if not this discussion, justice by bringing it back in the new season. Ka gore re tlhalositse gone gore mesepele ya rona e ka tswa gongwe e kopantshwa ke gone gore re leditse botsogo jo botokahetseng. The goals often a time are very different.
Exactly.
So to speak to an array of issues, to speak to an audience is that diverse, naturally to bring them together. If there's something specific, if there's something that maybe speaks to you in our audience and you would like for us to just zoom in, if not throw our focus on, kindly do get to share. The platforms that they can reach you on?
So you can reach me or reach Greater Than Fitness on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. So that's GR8R Then Fitness on all three of those platforms. The website is www.greater.fit or greaterthanfitness.com. There's an article on the website about supplements right now. And we've also launched our own supplement line, which has five different categories for now. It's what we think is really critical for individual athletes or just people along their journey. And just that, we stripped it down. Most of the tubs are very nice and small because it's only exactly what you need. So you can check us out on all those platforms. We hope you can leave comments, give us suggestions about what you'd like us to discuss, give us suggestions about guests that you'd like to have on the show. So next time we have this conversation, I would love to have a nutritionist on this show so that we can ask them questions and we can learn more, all of us together. Because, you know, as we were talking, I've had a few GPs reach out to me and say, why are you disparaging us as GPs? We said, no, we're not disparaging you. We're just saying, you know, there's more to this fitness thing, this life thing, than what GPs can offer. You'll give us our general health, but the specialists will also be able to assist. So we're not disparaging the GPs.
Disclaimer.
I know the GPs that I'm talking about, they know themselves.
Yes.
And nothing but love. So we'll get these specialists as well to give us all the information that we want so that we can all learn a little bit more when they dig deep and help us understand.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I also think we need to bring an optometrist because my friend and partner over here, he's standing back from the reading things and squinting his eyes. Age is coming, huh?
I shall not get myself involved
in that.
No. Kana o tsantsa re o tlaloganye gore ga o sanela the memo. You will then get to make a discovery, and you then have to be adjusting to the discovery that you just made on the spot.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, so this is news. Look at me. I rock my glasses.
Oral mazaza ya no because the new developments. But maletsa ga gorra wa gore batswana ba ithlokomele. Wa gore batswana ba ikele thoko ka matsatsi a boikhutso re tswala thulaganyo ya rona mo setlense ke ofe.
Don't abandon your goals. If anything, rest, don't quit. and always keep a certain level of activity, even if it's a reduced level of activity during the next few weeks. You know, keep yourself in your habit. We've talked about enthusiasm and wanting to get out there, but then that leads to discipline, and discipline will lead to habits. So your habits will tell you, get off the couch, do something. Listen to those habits. So reduce, don't stop, keep an eye on your prize, because the year doesn't start getting won. The year is always going, right? So 365 days from now, it will be another new year today. So keep it real, keep focused.
Fantastic. Ramapanyane, let me thank you for your contribution. Let me thank you for your time. Shout out to the cameraman.
That's right.
We like the lights. We like you know, how the studio is looking, and thank you for pulling through. And let's convene. Let's converge here again. I believe in the new year.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you
both, gentlemen.
Everybody.
Be safe in all that you do, and let's be greater than fit in 2024.
That's right. Take care of yourselves. Love yourself. Love your body. Love your life.
Fantastic. They'll regret, 'cause I've got something left, and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.